I just told the team and anybody within listening distance that the major disappointment here today, again, is to have a chance to get into a game. Both teams are 5-7, and have a chance to win a ball game and try to regain respectability again, or the continuation of some type of respectability. We had played pretty well 5 or 6 weeks in a row. Came in here today, and the first half was just a very, very poor performance. I mean, we turned the ball over twice. They scored twice. They missed a field goal. Of course, we were offside. Gave them another opportunity. They made that. They scored late on us when, we didn't make a call downstairs that we thought it was a fumble. So, you know, we let the clock run down to 2 minutes. And then they challenged, got the ball back. So the first half was a major disappointment. I didn't think we tackled well. We certainly didn't stop the run. They were a very high percentage on third down the entire game. We came out in the second half. We got a turnover on the first play. We put it in the end zone. It looked like, you know, that we were sparked the way we came out of the locker room at halftime. It was short-lived. They come by their reputation for time of possession, honestly. They have a very good scheme in terms of rushing the ball and throwing the ball, high percentage, and also the ball down the field as they made, you know, the big play on us, the long yardage pass in the first half for a touchdown. So although we were in position, we didn't make any plays in the red zone. A couple of times we got them to good down and distances, but we weren't able to stop them. And then, you know, in the second half, we – right there at the end, even trying to drive to score. We get the ball back with the turnover, which wasn't a turnover, and then we add to it with a turnover at the end of the game and don't give ourselves a chance to drive it down and score. So very, very disappointing loss for us. We have a three-game schedule to go, three games to work as hard as we can, prepare as hard as we can, and see if we can regain some of the respectability we lost today. Anybody have a question?
It seemed Eli was a little out of sync today. He looked like he was a little behind receivers. He underthrew a deep ball there.
Yeah. Well, we had a couple of them with opportunities, and we just didn't get it done.
How do you explain 4 offsides in the same game? Is it?
Well, he's good with the cadence. There's no doubt about that, but there's no excuse for that. I mean, this is – watch the ball. I mean, that's what you do all day long. If you watch us practice – you got a ball on the end of a stick, and that's all they do is hard cadence and move the ball. Player doesn't move until the ball moves. So, I mean, there's absolutely no excuse for jumping off sides defensively and giving them, as if they needed more opportunities, but giving them first downs with regard to that is just no excuse.
Tom, you players have held out to a little flicker about if this and this and this and this, and now it seems like there's –
well, there's a lot to play for. There's pride to play for. There's, you know, there's the fact that we're competitors. We play for the New York Giants. We're expected to go as hard as we possibly can and compete. You know, we've created our own situation here. No one else did but us. So it's our responsibility to finish. Any questions? I hope so. We should be. We should be disappointed. But as has happened a number of times, thank goodness to the character of these guys, they come bouncing back, and I expect that will happen come Wednesday. They're going to have to get back up off the floor like we all are. This is no fun for anybody. Not any fun for you either, I guarantee you.
You guys have been pretty good against the run.
They blocked us. Well, it's not just the line. There's, the linebackers, everybody has a fit in there now. The safety or whoever coming down has got a fit as well. And, they mushed us and pushed us back. And even when we looked like we were in good shape, it was 4 or 5 yards, which kept them on schedule. We weren't expecting that to happen. As you studied them and got to know them, you realize they really can rush the ball, and the runner's a very good football player. And they have a big, old, strong offensive line, and They performed well today. I mean, they got beat last week here in a game I'm sure they thought they were going to win. So they had their nose to the grindstone all week, and they played like it. They played like it. So give them credit. I don't think so. I really don't. I think their team affected us all, but I don't think that had anything to do with it.
Does the circumstance at all change the strategy moving forward? Maybe seeing more.
We're going to try. No. We're going to try to do the best we can, no matter what. If it calls for, I don't know where else we go. Our team is our team. This is who we are. So. Not unless it's called for.